Hi everyone, welcome to our third and final podcast here in Sydney, Australia, where we're going to talk about our general experience being here these past 3 weeks. My name is Alisa.
I'm Daniel.
My name's Diana.
And after experiencing studying abroad for 3 weeks here in Australia, I could tell you with pure assurance that it was incredible. I have learned so much by being here in another country because it really gave me the opportunity to get out of my comfort zone, make new friends, learn about a new culture, and explore many different places. And most importantly, I've learned to be more independent and to live in the moment and like appreciate what I have here. And so as for my research, I've come to a conclusion that racism here still has a major negative impact on Indigenous Australians. And it impacts them both with physical, like their physical and mental health. And for instance, studies have shown that racism is associated with like anxiety, depression, the suicide risk, and it also undermines those individuals' confidence. And so, yeah, Australia's kind of going through a major crisis with the Indigenous population.
I would say with my experience, I think for all of us, it's definitely helped us get out of our comfort zone, like Danny was saying. And I think it's helped us become more independent in the sense of like learning how to get things done and trying new things and not being afraid to try new things, because we, Danny and I skydived out of an airplane. So definitely like an experience. And I think that we're learning to not have so much fear of things that we don't understand and to just understand things and to just do it. It's like my new motto.
Just do it. And from my experience, what I would say that, yeah, we all, this is our first time any of us leave the country, and it's the first time we leave the country without our parents in general. So it would be, it's very amazing how we learn how to get around, even if it's like the last couple of days that we finally like, oh yeah, we know where we're going, even if we got lost multiple times.
Yeah.
We learn how to use a transit section. We learn how to speak with people, because when I, back home, I don't like asking questions because I get nervous, but here it's, you have to find your way around. So you're like, oh, hey, can you help me? And everybody says yes. So it's pretty, and the good thing about Australia is that it's very westernized. So it's not like major cultural shock that you get when you get here, but it's definitely different from Laredo. And I would say one of the most memorable experiences I've had here would be like meeting people here and like getting along with people and doing different things, and one of them being almost having a dead near experience and meeting my husband. So you know that happens. And you to my pertaining to my research, which is mental illness, I would say the effects of colonization is still very strong and still happens, and there's even a name for it, which is malignant grief, which is a phenomenon that is a result of persistent stressful experiences in the Aboriginal community. This phenomenon is a process of stressful collective and cumulative grief that affects the whole communities. This grief causes a loss of family function and gets progressively worse until it leads to death. So anything to do with colonization in the Aboriginal community in general, you still have the mental state they had before, and it still is being powered and proven through with different policies and different things like that. And like from what I've seen and from what I've heard, Australia is going through a crisis just like any other country. I think a nationalism movement in every place of white people in general is like overpowering, like you see in America with Trump and everyone, and then you see here with the conservative winning all over again. And it's definitely needs to change, just like anywhere in the world. And I was really glad that I came to realize that these problems also exist here, because I used to believe that Australia used to be just like Canada. Like, you don't see a problematic with it. Like, oh, Australia used, like, oh, just it's known by its animals and it's super pretty. But once you come in, you realize that, damn, like, people, this is like the Aboriginal people have been around for one of the longest for humans to be in one place that we know of. And so for them to be written off in history books and for them to be seen as pests and less than human, it's definitely wrong and it's sickening. But I'm very grateful that I learned to have this experience and be able, like, okay, it opened my mind, because I used to think I was very open-minded. But then I realized, no, like, I'm very open-minded when I want to be. And when it comes to information like this, I really do need to get with the programming to start learning about the world in general and just not say I'm a little bubble of Laredo. But yeah, in general, after like my whole research and everything, I would say that I would definitely try to come back to Australia. It's really nice, and I would definitely want to do a lot more study abroad programs, because if 3 weeks taught me so much of like Australian whole country in general, then that means that throughout the world, if I go to different parts of the world, I'm going to be able to have knowledge and bring it back to my dad and bring it back to my family and educate them as well.
And party.
Anyways, aside from that, so as for my research, well, mine is more like observational, if that makes sense. Like I remember going to Luna Park, which is like like a classic amusement park here in Sydney. It's really not that big, but it's kind of rustic, get that like antique vibe. Yeah. very fun times. And we were in line for like this really sketchy like wood roller coaster because it would move and stuff, and we were all terrified, not because of the ride but because of like safety purposes. And my friend my friend gave me this look, and she was like, look, like research, like no one's staring at like this couple, because there was like a gay couple there. And I looked around, and I didn't see anyone like look at them funny. I didn't see anyone like turn their kids around. I didn't see anyone do anything crazy like that. And that is like super contrast to what I see in Laredo, because like I am also like gay. So whenever I go out with people, like people do give stares, etc. And I really haven't experienced that here when I see LGBTQ plus couples. So yeah, it has been an awesome experience. It has been an awesome experience here in Australia, and I think that we made a lot of memories that we will forever remember.
Pertaining to Alisa's research, we went to Oxford, which is a predominantly gay area, and we saw a lot of places with a gay flag, which you never see in Laredo, right?
No, like, yeah, like, it was, like, everyone was pretty accepting and stuff, and, like, there was, like, a whole street dedicated to, like, LGBTQ plus people, yeah. And like where everyone could just go meet up with friends, and there were also a lot of straight people too. Like it wasn't just like, oh, only gay people can come. It was like very inclusive, and they were really accepting of people. Yeah.
If anything, we were probably the ones staring, not because like, oh my god, they're gay, but it was because like we were so surprised. Yeah, we were shocked that
people were very like open-minded. Yeah. Here compared to like Laredo, where it's like you see two girls holding hands and it's like, ay Dios, you know, like, yeah, that means oh my god in Spanish.
Yeah, you have that experience, so it definitely opened our minds and be like, there's a whole different world out there. It's not just our little Laredo, even though I want to go back, and I've been saying I want to go back for since we got here basically, and she's like I'm still gonna be so glad.
She has a huge countdown, by the way.
But yeah, another memorable experience would be when I almost died, and I cannot not put that there because I almost died in the Blue Mountains, but that's okay. It was a hike. It was a really nice hike, but nonetheless, I almost died. So I can say I survived Sydney. But yeah, I think that's
the end of our podcast.
If you have anything, guys, anything to add? No.
Here comes goodbye. I'm joking. I'm not going to sing. I annoy my friends with my singing.
Okay, Well, thank you so much. This is our last podcast and probably any podcast any of us are going to do. But yeah, I was really glad to be here, really glad to be part of it, and really glad to have Dr. Kaysen as a sponsor and have Rogers and Callum as our people to take care of us while we were at the program. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.